Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahweh's Radio, featuring voices of the true Israelites, six anointed camps, is now on the air. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Scholarly Journey of the True Israel, the Israelites from Covenant to Exile, Biblical Bible Study Class, and we live. Today's date is September the 2nd, 2024, tape number 95, live broadcast. So let me pull up our disclaimer. And remember, we got to always give a disclaimer because you got a lot of people imitating this ministry, but can never duplicate this ministry. We are a non-violent Bible study class-based ministry up under YHWH alone. We're not affiliated with any group. If any group said we tied in with them even an inch, they're alive from the pits of hell. We are the lead tribe. We don't take second seat, third seat, fourth seat. We only take mercy behind YHWH, the Father and the Son. But we're not anti-anybody. We pro Seed Royal, 12 tribes of Israel that scattered. And we only come on this broadcast for one reason, to wake up the children of Israel that is scattered to every nation upon the sun. Every nation upon the sun. And they don't know who they are. And we try to bring it back to their attention. But it's going to take a lot of teachers led by the elders to be able to pull this off. No doubt about it. All the seer can do is one thing. Is show you what the Bible's saying. And properly the elders grab a hold to it and get them young line teachers all in place, because their job is to get the fathers in place. And the father's job is to get the mothers in place. And the mother's job is to get the children in place. And if we know all that, they're going to be more than all right. Remember one thing, we're not connected with no group. If any group claims that Yahweh, six anointed camps called Voice of the True Israelite, is affiliated with them by being not the lead tribe, they're alive in the pits of hell. We only be in the number one slot. And the only one we follow is YHWH. I mean, we're not anti any nation. We're not affiliated with any group. None. So all them rumors about who we tied in with, that's alive in the pits of hell. We only about one thing, waking up the children of Israel that scattered to point them right back to the laws, statutes, and the commandments. So we're going to bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast, and then we'll get something going on tape number 95. Now what will happen? What will happen, WCC? What I've done wrong? Okay, hey, Elder, pull yourself up, pull yourself onto the broadcast, Elder, because I got to entertain some conversation for a quick minute. They say the broadcast will not continue unless I take this call. All right, so Elder, kind of nuke yourself in, Elder, go from there. And I'll be back shortly. Elder, Mr. Till, take it from there. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, actually, it appears that sometimes things go in an unorthodox manner. And this appears to be one of those occasions. Well, anyway, we should be able to step up to the plate. Because when the teacher steps back, then we have to make sure another teacher comes in and not a substitute. Because you remember, there's over 900,000 listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's a good thing. And everybody want to hear something. But we got to make sure that they hear the right thing. And doing that, you got to remember that a teacher can't learn from his students, even though that tries to happen most of the time. You see the students jump up trying to teach the teacher. But after the teacher steps up and shows that he's given wise counsel, then the student realizes that's what he is, just a student, because he's the one that can learn from wise counsel and possibly learning one day to teach himself. And it shows well in all the six camps that teach. We have many people out there that came to hear things in the Bible that most people listening, they never understand. But Yahweh's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. And the same thing, we have many people in the Bible that study the Bible, they think it's proper teaching. Some looking can never find it. These are the misinformed. They can do none of these things we do. This is why the words of Yahweh's taught makes all this more possible for the righteous. Because if you're not right, Yahweh is not going to give you his word. You're going to be all over the place. Because you have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we are the ones that's given us knowledge. So no, we have many out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching. And using overly loud bump-the-gums contests for their method of righteous learning. Even using the Bible scriptures against us that already know. Because we have to remember, the best is already here for one purpose. We're just waiting for the rest to come to show them which way to go. And that's what we do on a daily basis. Because we have many people out there that try to even tell you that they're Yahweh the Son themselves. I've seen this. I couldn't believe it. I'm the second coming. But we knew he was the first one that walked in the door. That reminds me of the scriptures in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3. 3 says, every spirit that confess that Yahweh the Son has come in the flesh is not that of Yahweh. This is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Where have you heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Mostly all the problems that you run into you can always find a Bible scripture to back it up. Now, you know, that's really something to think about. All of the problems that exist, you can always look in the Bible and find aids to back up what you have heard or seen. You know, we're given a choice to do right or to do wrong. And that choice was given us by the first man. You can find a description of that in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. And 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, if you can't take the hint that the Yahweh gave you, we know which way you're going to go. As I said, we were given a choice. One side leads to Yahweh, and the other side leads to Satan. Do you remember? Satan beguiled Eve? Well, that was in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 3 and 4. Let's see how. But I fear, least by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Yahweh the Son. For if he that cometh preaches another Yahweh the Son, whom we have not preached, or we have received from another spirit, which you have not received, or from another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might as well bear with him. Well, that's a last choice there, because you have to remember that the non-righteous job is to lead you astray. And they do their job 100%. You can bet that. So we have to make sure we do 100% to match them, or even more. Sending out the word of Yahweh. This is why we welcome and thank you for attending another live broadcast of Christ Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always for new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, food that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, studying your precepts, and much more. We do this because you have not missed the information you have came to seek and have now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahweh. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, Sabbath class we do have. Top part of the Sabbath starts Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class at 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. You use this on any search engine, right on that search line, in the tribeyahweh.com. And after clicking enter, once again, look for tribeyahweh.com/Israelites. Doing this will take you to a big line where you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. To use this, step number one, click Donate with PayPal. The next step, which is two, click Send. Any of the amount that you wish to send with a message provided there, if you like. And if it's done, may Yahweh bless you. But also in doing this, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh who you tend to the people. Give unto the Yahweh. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Now, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus. Chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also, if you're building a school, which is very well needed with all the bad teaching that's going around today. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of from this program, however you are welcome. Also while there, check out our calendar, which is there to keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during our live broadcast. In three words, on the search one, Yakwa Radio Live. And after clicking on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yakwa, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yakwa and one. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 690 hymns. But also, in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging code followed by a message. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the CM via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might know, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. So, please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear the discouraging dial tone. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire recorded show after 9:15 p.m., except Friday's program time will be repeated after 10:30. And to do this, just enter three words, Aqua Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. At that point, just choose the program that you were late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. And also, during our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Peloton, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, computer, or even nowadays your smartwatch. Just make sure you've downloaded the Peloton app. We'll be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Gadol. You'll find our room will hold 50 or more listening participants, where Yahweh's Word will also be working for your Bible education and online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shaka. However, during this time, we won't be taking any comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teachings on Peloton. Yahweh be with you all. But remember, when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion. So, confusion is not one of the things we deal with. We deal with understanding the word of Yahweh. That's why we always keep the scriptures in mind. But when you find those trying to win that bump the gums contest, those are the ones that miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto them. Because we rehearse the righteous acts on a daily basis to remember the words of Yahweh, as we're given a reminder in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. Now, 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And so we can start to do that, bringing those things unto your remembrance. We'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahweh."
All right, I hear hallelujah, Yahweh. That's excellent on your part. And that's what we're looking for. Growth. What about it? Growth. Big job ahead of us. Who was on the line and big dignitaries, they have a lot to say, no doubt about it. But one thing about it, we knew these things coming, and they are here. No doubt about it. So now we're going to find out who prepared to step up and do their part, and thus says Yahweh. That's what it's all about. You can read that when Nebuchadnezzar did say to Zedekiah, or Hezekiah, what you want, one of them said, Zedekiah. He said, told the king, said, "You know these days was going to come. You knew it was prophesied for these things right here, so you knew it was going to happen." That same thing we're saying now. Know these days was coming. No doubt about it. Okay, we're going to get something going. Let's see who all going to be on stage for a nice episode. Tape number 95 days dated. September 2nd, 2024. So when you meet Brother Nehemiah, he's coming on stage for tape number 95 by saying, "Brother Nehemiah, Yahweh BJFC, Roy."
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, I also see one of the teachers. One of them young line teachers ready to holler in the microphone. I got to find out if he's coming peacefully. I'm going to find out. So, Brother Titus Israel, coming peacefully. Yahweh bless you there, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you there, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So, I guess that means you coming in, you coming peacefully. All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh on that. That was all about. All right, we'll also see A-Bill, Sister A-Bill, we'll find out. Is Sister A-Bill right there? We'll find out right now. Let's give him a chance to kind of collect himself again. Let's find out, is this Sister A-Bill right here? Is this Sister A-Bill or? That's why I beat you that thing right here. Oh, and then they get the apple cane and the brick cane. Okay. Hell, got question marks. So we'll leave it just like that. All right. So we'll leave it like that. Question marks. He know in advance exactly what you own, no doubt about it. All right, Hell, so we might get something going on, Hell. We know one thing about it. We gave our disclaimer. And we did say, before we touch on something, we left out on a few things. Let's see if Brother Nehemiah can. I told Brother Bill Nehemiah to remind me on something to bring back for time ran out yesterday. Let's see, did he pay the seer in it? Never mind. Hey, Brother Nehemiah, what did the seer say to remind him of on the Monday night broadcast? He said he will cover something. He said, Brother Nehemiah, remind me of it when we come back on the broadcast. What was that, Brother Nehemiah? Can you recall? Come on.
1 Corinthians chapter 15. I read yesterday, okay. Verses 20 through 23.
Okay. All right, well. You halfway sharp on it. You halfway sharp. I give you 50% of that. No doubt about it. So, See, we get something going on in Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, 20, 27, and 41. And Brother Nehemiah had me Titus chapter 1, 9 through 13, and 15 through 16. And Brother Titus Israel helped me Luke 21, 15, and back to Ael again in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get these four verses out the way, and by that time we know which way we're going, because we have been following the direct direction. Matthew 10, 19, 20, 27, 41. Then Brother Nehemiah is going to have me Titus chapter 1, 9 through 13, 15, 16. Brother Titus is going to have me 21, 15. And back to Elder, 12, verse 12 of Luke. Let's get something going on. Come on, Elder.
Book of Matthew, chapter 10, looking at 19, 20, 27, and 41. 19 says, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. 20, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. 27, what I tell you in darkness, that I speak ye in light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach ye on the housetops." Verse number 41. "He that receiveth a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward."
Titus chapter 1. Verses 9 through 13, 15, and 16. 9 says, "Holding fast the faithful word as ye have been taught, that ye may be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. 11. Whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. 12. One of themselves, even the elder of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. 13. The witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in their word. 15. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. 16. They profess that they know Yahweh, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work reprobate."
Book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 15. "But I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not to be able to gainsay nor repent."
Elder.
Come on back, Elder.
And the book of 12. And the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right, Elder. The righteous spirit will do the teaching. And we was going, when we left off of the last night, and we want to kind of tie it all in to explain, we left off on the back of St. John chapter 14. Verse 8 down to verse 10. Let's see if we can get our thought pattern together. See what do we leave off on by going to St. John chapter 10, 14, verse 8 down to verse 10, Elder. Elder, what it says in St. John chapter 14, verse 8 down to verse 10? What it say there, Elder?
In the book of St. John, chapter 14, reading verses number 8 to verse number 10. 8 says, Philip said unto him, Yahweh, show us the Father, and it is sufficient. It's sufficient us. 9.
Suffice
Yahweh the Son.
Suffice it us.
Okay. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Philip said unto him, Yahweh, show us the Father, and it suffices us. 9. Yahweh the Son said unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then? Show us the Father.
Mm-hmm. So he said, He that have seen me have seen the Father. We're going to leave that right there. But what we're going to do is go back to that Luke, Brother Nehemiah. We're going to run back to that Luke and take a little shot at something in Luke. In the book of Luke, Brother Nehemiah, it's a profound statement that's written in Luke. I'm going to take a look at it and see which way we can go on Luke chapter 3. We're going to see if we tighten this up and get on down the road. And Luke chapter 3 there, Brother Nehemiah. Let's see what we got, and we pick it up around by verse 23. What it says in verse 23? Luke chapter 3, verse 23.
Luke chapter 3 and verse 23. And Yahweh the Son himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Elijah.
Mm-hmm. So he's supposed to be the son of Joseph. Mm-hmm. So when you look at edify the national audience. When you look at, when you read Luke, this is talking about the genealogy of Mary's to Mary's father. This is right here. This is Mary's side right here. So when we break this down, but we're not going to get off into it. That's Mary's side of the family right there. But let's get down to verse number 36 there, Brother Nehemiah. What does it say in verse 36 down to verse 38?
Luke chapter 3, verses 36 through 38. Which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Arphaxad, which was the son of Sem, which was the son of Noah, which was the son of Lamech, 37. Which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Malaleel, which was the son of Canaan, 38. Which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of Yahweh the Father.
So, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of Yahweh. So, who is Adam's father? Who is Adam's father? Well, we see we got Yahweh there, but who is Yahweh's? What Yahweh is there? Is that is Adam's father? That's pretty good right there. Who is the one that that Genesis 2 verse 7 of Brother Nehemiah? I won't remember. We come on this broadcast to enlighten the children of the book that's scattered. So who is Adam's father? And all we're gonna find out who Adam's father is, hey, Brother Titus. in the book of Isaiah 28:13. The only way we're going to find out who Adam's father is, we're going to have to do some Isaiah 28:13. Hey, Brother Titus, what do Isaiah 28:13 say?
Book of Isaiah, it's here. Chapter 28:13 reads, "But the word of Yahweh was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backwards, and being broken, ensnared and shaken."
The only way we're going to really find out who Adam's father is, according to that, we must precept the Bible to find out who is Adam's father. So we know Adam's father got to be, it says it's Yahweh. But we got to find out what Yahweh. What Yahweh is Adam's father. That's what we got to find out, but we're not only going to find that out. It's through the precept. So let's see, can we do some precepting to find out who is Adam's father. That's right. Let's find out who is Adam's father by doing some precepts. Brother Titus, let's go to St. John chapter 5, and we'll look at verse number 4. We're going to St. John chapter 5, and what we're trying to do is find out who is Adam's father. That's what we're trying to do. So, and all we're going to find out who Adam's father is, according to Brother Titus, no, Brother Nehemiah, what it says in Psalm 119:104. What it say in 119:104? Only we're gonna find out who Adam's father is. Let's see what it says in 119:104. Hey, what it say, Brother Nehemiah?
Psalms 119:104 says, "Therefore, though thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way."
So if we try to tell the story about who is Adam's father, and if we do, and if we don't precept it according to 119:104, it's a what now, Brother Nehemiah? It's a what? What is it?
Through thy precepts, Psalms 119:104. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
So, if I don't precept the Bible, what kind of way will it be to come up with the conclusion, according to Scripture, about who is Adam's father? What I got to do to line up the Bible? Help me out there, Brother Titus. What I got to do, Brother Titus? What I got to do? Brother Titus, what I got to do?
All right.
All right. What I got to do, Brother Titus, according to 119:104, what I got to do, Brother Titus, according to that verse, to find out who is Adam's father. Look, read that verse, 119:104, and tell me what I got to do. Out of that verse, what I got to do?
Through your precepts, I get understanding.
Excellent. Excellent. Through the precept, you get understanding. That's the only way we're going to find out who is his father. So we got to precept the Bible. That's it. So now let's find what he said to find out, Brother Nehemiah. Let's run to the wise man. Matter of fact, let's find out the wise man in the world. He asked somebody to do something for them. In Second Chronicles chapter, in Second Chronicles, Brother Nehemiah, 1:7-12, it should tell us something about this man's resume. Need to know his resume, because when we go and visit this man to, you know, find out some things, we got to find out his resume. So in Second Chronicles, I'll read verse 1 just to kind of make it sound good. Then skip down to 7, down to verse 12, Brother Nehemiah. Now what we're doing, we're going to find out, and when we're going to see, can we tighten up Melchizedek too in this lesson. We're going to try to tighten up Melchizedek too. But what we want to do is look at 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 1, and 7 down to verse 12. Hey, Brother Nehemiah Israel, what's that say? Come on.
2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 1 and 7 through 12. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and Yahweh, his Yahweh, was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Verse 7.
Hold that point. Hold that point there, Brother Nehemiah. So we got Solomon's resume. So who, according to verse 1, who was Solomon again? Brother Nehemiah, look at that verse and tell me plainly, who is Solomon? Who is Solomon again?
The son of David.
Yeah. So now Solomon is the son of David. That big business right there. Hey, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, put him off of there. That's how the spirit operates. It's something to bring out in this lesson. But, well, you know, we might as well take care of it. So we find out that Solomon is the son of David. That's real nice. So what did David say to Solomon? What did he say that we can read in 1 Kings, Elder? He said something to him, Elder, in 1 Kings. And that's one of the greatest mysteries. So the father supposed to always make sure he don't say something. But he got to make sure he's talking right. Let's see what the father told him in 1 Kings chapter 2. Elder? In 1 Kings chapter 2, pick up at verse number 1. And what we're going to find out, what did David say to his son? 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Hey, Elder, what did he say that we can read? Matter of fact, read 1, 2, 3, 4. Take your time, Elder, because I think we own something about David, Solomon, and David. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. What does it say?
2 Kings chapter 2, reading verses 1 to verse number 4. 1 says,
now the days of... 1 Kings
chapter 2.
Luyakwa.
Chapter 2, pick up a verse 1 down to 1, 2, 3, 4, the elder. 1 Kings chapter 2, 1, 2, 3,
4. I'm just checking, double checking to make sure I'm right there, because I started at verse 1. I'm at 1 Kings chapter 2. I'm starting at verse number 1, reading the same thing again. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon, his son, saying, 2, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. 3, and keep the charge of the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, first five books of Torah instructions, and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all thou doest and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. Four, that the Yahuwah may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk me in truth with all their mind and all their soul, there shall not fail thee, he said, a man of the throne of Israel.
I see that. Yep. And I see that, and that's great wisdom. Well, that's great wisdom. He just said, listen, he said, now, I'm getting ready to check out Solomon, my son. And I'm going to tell you something. Be strong and be a man. And how you be a man upon the Yahuwah? You keep the law, statutes, and commandments. He said, now, and not only that, teach your offspring the same thing. So that's great wisdom. See, you know, a lot of times all we be thinking about is getting our will together, and all we want to leave is a piece of car somewhere, have them shoot up everything trying to see who can get the house and all that. No, the best legacy you can leave your offspring is the truth about this Bible, about your responsibility in this book. That's what he told him. So I need a precept on that, Brother Nehemiah. I need a precept on that because, see, a lot of times we forget the basic things that we have to teach our offspring. Now, in Deuteronomy 9, verse 1, Brother Nehemiah, can you up those see out in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1 and verse 5? What it say in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1 and verse 5?
Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 1 and then verse 5. Verse 1 says, hear, O family of Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go in to possess the nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven. Verse 5, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy mind, thou go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations. The Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, doth drive them out before you, and that he may perform the word which the Yahuwah swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is Israel.
Mm-hmm. So, he said, now, I'm going to do this for you. It's not because y'all all right. He said, y'all ain't all right, but for the wickedness of the other nations, I'm going to do this thing. See, but don't pat yourself on the back, but because you ain't all right. Brother Titus, give me that in 13, verse 8 to 10 through Jeremiah. So he's saying, now I'm going to do this for you, children of the book called Children of Israel, not because of you. You all let in the bag of chips. You ain't all that in the bag of chips. But for the wickedness of these other nations, I'm going to take care of this business. That's why he's doing it. So we got to be clear, it's not because we righteous. We ain't righteous. Watch what Jeremiah say in 13:8-10. Hey, Brother Titus, what did Jeremiah 13:8-10 say, Brother Titus Israel?
The book of Jeremiah is here, chapter 13, verse 8 down to verse 10. Verse 8 reads, then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 9, thus said Yahuwah, after this matter, I will merge the pride of Yahdah Judah and the great pride of the northern kingdom to the northern tribe, family of Israel. Verse 10, this evil people who refused to hear my words, was walked in the imagination of their mind, and walked after other false Yahuwah, to serve them and to worship them. Shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
Mm-hmm. He said he called Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. He says, this evil people, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. And what make them an evil people? They refuse to hear my word. So what make you evil people? When you refuse to hear his words. That will make you an evil people. That what he just say. So now, Brother Titus, be clear what make you an evil people when you refuse to hear his words. I need a precept on that, Brother Titus. So now we clear what make us an evil people, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. He said, y'all are evil people. He said, what make y'all so evil, you refuse to hear his words. Mm-hmm. So, in St. John, Brother Titus, I'm kind of struggling right now. I'm struggling all over the place, trying to tie something in, but I'm struggling. So now, I'm trying to tie something in. So now you see what make you an evil people. When you refuse to hear his word. Huh? His words. Now, but I'm struggling on when John, he was doing something, and all of a sudden somebody came over there, and they came over there, but I'm struggling right now. John was doing something. John was a title called John the Baptist. He was doing something. But those seers are struggling right now. Young Lion, Brother Titus. And I'm struggling right now because John was doing something. And all of a sudden he looked up and he seen something. And what did he see that we can read? Let's go to Matthew chapter 3. Let's find out what he looked up, all of a sudden he seen something. Let's see what's going on in verse 7, Brother Titus. We're going to find out, all of a sudden he looked about the corner of his eyes and he seen something. Let's see what he seen at 3, verse 7. And we'll take it down to verse number 12. Hey, Brother Titus Israel, what did he see out of the corner of his eyes, and what was his response in Matthew 3, 7 down to verse 12? What did he say there, Brother Titus Israel? See, Royal, come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 12. Matthew chapter 3, verse 7 reads, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Verse 8, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. Verse 9 reads, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say to you, that Yahweh is able to make these stones to raise up the children unto Abraham. Verse 10. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the righteous spirit and with fire. Verse 12. whose sign is in his hand, and he will truly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Mm-hmm. I'll read verse 10 again.
Verse 10, Matthew chapter 3, verse 10. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
He said, the axe is laid to the root. He said, if you're not gonna own the pot, then get off the pot. You know what I mean? You know what you ought to say about the pot. You gonna get on the pot. You gotta get off the pot. Do something. He said, it ain't gonna work the way we think it's gonna work. You wanna do something because the axe gonna be laid to the root. And hey, Elder Stills, I need a precept on that, Elder. And 2 Ezra 5, Elder Mr. Tibbs, I need a precept on that. So he let you know you got to do something or get off the pot. You know, you know the old saying, they say what you got to do. You got to do something. He's always telling them religious leaders that came to his baptism, hey, y'all got to do something. You just can't keep on nonchalant this thing, and you know. So, in 2 Ezra 5, verse 1, there, Elder Mr. Till, hey, what's going on that we can read about the axe laid to the root, and he gonna do some damage to you? But you either got to or get off the pot. 2 Ezra 5, 1, is read a little bit, Elder. Come on.
2 Ezra chapter 5, starting in verse number 1, says, nevertheless, as coming the tokens, behold, the day shall come, that they which dwell upon the earth shall be taken in a great number, and the way of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of faith.
Two. Good. Well, that's to another day. Let's look at that first one again, Adam. He said, now, it's going to happen. He said, now, a great going to be whatever in 5 verse 1. Now the angel's telling Ezra to put it in writing. What he said in 5 verse 1 again, Adam?
1 says, nevertheless, as coming the tokens, behold, the day shall come that they which dwell upon the earth shall be taken in a great number, and the way of the truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of faith.
Okay, that's big business. So he said, I wonder if that time now, Elder. I wonder if that time now that, but he says a great number gonna be taken. I wonder if that time is going on right now, Elder. Read that again, 5-1. One more again, Elder. This is the angel telling Ezra that when you see these tokens, then you know what time you're in, and 5 verse 1. What's that again, Elder?
1 says, nevertheless, as coming the tokens, behold, the day shall come that they which dwell upon the earth shall be taken in a great number, and the way of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of faith.
And the land gonna be barren of faith. Now, we gotta find out what that means. That's big business. The land gonna be barren of faith. What that word faith mean? We can read in the book of Amos, Elder. Let's find out what that word means. They're going to be barren of faith. Maybe we can find out what that word means in the book of Amos, Elder. Maybe we can find out what that word means. He said, it'll come a time that they're going to be barren of faith. And I need to find out about a little bit more about that, Elder. But like I said again, I noticed in this lesson, I'm doing a whole lot of struggling. So I need to find out what they're going to be barren of faith in. The 8th chapter of Amos, verse number 11. Let's see what that means by they're going to be barren of faith. What that mean, Elder? And Amos chapter 8, verse number 11. What that supposed to mean? Come on.
In the book of Amos, chapter 8, reading verse number 11, 11 says, "Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I shall send a famine in the land, and a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but the hearing the words of the Yahweh."
So he says, the day comes, said Yahweh, that I will send a famine on land. Not a famine of bread, nor of thirst for water, but what else? But what? But what?
Hearing the words of Yahweh.
Oh. So that was they gonna be all in, that's what the fake is gonna be. They gonna be absent from hearing the true word of Yahweh. They gonna be hearing words from somebody else, and it's not gonna be the true words of Yahweh, and they're gonna run with it. And not only that, they're gonna teach their offspring about some things. And so we're gonna leave that right there and go back to Brother Nehemiah. So he said, and it's gonna happen. It's going to be going to come a time. I wonder if that time now. Because when we listen to, like Elder said earlier, we all over the place. So it's not a consensus on anything right now. I wonder if what we just got through reading, I wonder how they came to pass as we speak. Because if we ask a question today, we're not going to get a Bible answer. We're not going to get a Bible answer. Matter of fact, what kind of answer are we going to get, Brother Titus? Hey, Brother Titus, what kind of answer are we going to get in the book of Mark chapter 7, 6 through 9 and 13? If we ask the question today, what kind of answer will we get according to Mark chapter 6 through 9 and 13? Come on, Brother
Taylor,
let's talk about it for a minute.
Book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 6 through 9 and verse 13. Mark, chapter 7, verse 6 reads, "The answer is saying to this, well had Isaiah prophesied of you. Hypocrite, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. Verse 7, how being in vain do they worship me, teaching, for doctrine, the commandments of men. Verse 8, for laying aside the commandments, the law, statute, and judgment of Yahweh. You hold the tradition of man as the washing of pots and cups, and meaning unsuch like things you do. Verse 9, and he said to me, for a while you reject the commandments of Yahweh, that you may keep your own tradition. Verse 13, make the word of Yahweh manifest through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you."
Mm-hmm. So you say, so they'll make the word of Yahweh, but they don't take all the fear out of it. Every time they see the word mighty one in there, they think it's love, love, love. The fear of what Yahweh is going to do have been taken out of every one that's standing before you. Or what Yahweh actually going to do is never taught into what he's going to really do. All they tell you is believe and have faith and love. But then they don't tell you some things that this man told the seer to tell the elders, that this man going to do some damage. So we got to remember, when you sit in a ministry, what if they teaching? If they teaching doctrines of men, or if they teaching the Bible? Because if you're teaching the Bible, you got to only teach the Bible one way. Titus, 1 Peter 4:11. The only way you teach Yahweh's Bible is 1 Peter 4:11. This is the only way you're going to teach Yahweh's Bible. So now you got to sit back and think. The ministry you sitting up under, do they teach Yahweh's Bible or traditions of men? Now, if you're teaching Yahweh's Bible, this is how you're going to teach 1 Peter 4:11. What is it saying in 1 Peter 4:11 there, my Titus?
1 Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, Simon, Simeon. Chapter 4, verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh giveth. Then Yahweh in all things may be honored through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So if a man going to teach, if a man stand before you, Brother Titus, you might walk into a place where the Bible's open and they doing a lot of things. You supposed to immediately be able to ask whoever that you give it sit down to, what verse is he on? And they supposed to tell you right away what verse he on that he's talking about. But you can walk into a Christian Islam and a Judaism and say, well, what verse are you talking about? Oh, he ain't talking about no verses. He's just talking about what he's been called up to teach. You mean no verse on the table? No. Well, then we know then and there, you might well just bag up and just Michael Jackson moonwalk on it. Because if you is in a ministry, what's supposed to be done, Brother Titus, according to 4:11, give me what I need out of 4:11, what's supposed to be done. Immediately, if anybody stand before you, you're supposed to ask whoever you walk in the door, what verse is they on, because they're doing what? They're doing what? Brother Titus, come on, help me out. And ask an audience, come on.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. If any man speak or teach, let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh.
That means you got to have a verse on the table. If you got anything to say to Almighty's 12 tribes of Israel that's scattered, you must have a verse on the table. Because whoever walk in, all people say to whoever they sit down next to, what verse he on. And they supposed to tell you what verse he working with. Now you can be a long winner if you want on that verse, but you got to make sure you got a verse on the table. Now you're doing the Almighty's will by having a verse on the table. And then you expound on it as long as you want it. But make sure you got a verse on the table. Don't just be speaking from traditions of men. Men is not going to have a verse on the table. He's going to be paraphrasing everything. What the Bible says. What do you mean the Bible says? What verse do it say to that? They don't know that. I always tell you what that's in the Bible. Well, where it in the Bible? See? Now you're on a thing by asking them where that is. See? But you got to do that if you want to help yourself salvation and help those who come in contact with you. You must ask that preacher, because you know he's not teaching. What verse are you working with? Because I got to bring back what you said then somebody can say, well, my pastor said this, but my pastor said that. But when you got the church, that's the game changer. The birth is the game changer. Then you ask for the precept. Now you know you're sitting in a ministry that's edifying you to help others. Now we know Solomon. Now we know Solomon is That's what I was telling the elder earlier, kicking that spot, elder, because see, by you not grabbing that spot, elder, see they give me all kind of signs that they're about ready to cut the old seal off, because that spot up there makes all the rest of the nation look bad by me being up in that top spot. So
I see it.
But if the old seal is cut off now. Now, elder, you know you have to, you got Brother Titus sitting in the wing and Brother Nehemiah, so they say I'm pushing it real close on what I'm bringing out. Well, we got to do what we got to do. No doubt about it. So now when we go and read Second Book of Chronicles, we know Solomon is David's boy. But he'll edify them real good. But all of a sudden, the Almighty wanna check him out a little bit too. He wanna see what he's working with. So Brother Nehemiah, what is said that we can read in Second Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7 down to verse 12. What is that, Brother Nehemiah? Come on.
Second Chronicles chapter 7, chapter 1, verses 7 through 12. 7 says, "And that night did Yahweh appear unto Solomon and said unto him, Ask what I shall give you. 8. And Solomon said unto Yahweh, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. 9. Now, O Yahweh, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. 10. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before thy people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? 11. And Yahweh said to Solomon, Because this was in your mind, because thou hast not asked for riches, wealth, or honor, nor a life of thine enemies, neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made you king. 12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither shall there any after you have the light."
Read back of one verse again, Brother Nehemiah. Back of one verse. I know you read 11 and 12, but back of one verse, because you made a profound statement. You're talking to Solomon. He told him, he said, what again he said to Solomon again? Back of one verse.
Second Chronicles chapter 1 and verse 11. "And Yahweh said unto Solomon, Because this was in your mind, or on your mind, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of your enemies, neither yet have you asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I may be king."
Oh,
mind?
2 Chronicles 1 and verse 11.
What? Mm-hmm. So, well, hold on about Nehemiah. It's not the point I want to throw on a bunch of verses. But he made a profound statement. He let Solomon know that I like the tone of your conversation and how you want to judge what? How you want to judge what, Brother Nehemiah? And how you want to judge what?
2 Chronicles 1 and verse 10. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great?
But wait a minute. I'm trying to pull out there. Hold on, Brother Nehemiah. I'm going to go back and read a verse again. Back up a verse. Because you're making a profound statement. And see, we're trying to, remember, we found the word has been, it's going to be a famine in the land, not for bread and water, but from hearing the word of the Almighty. Now, the Almighty is saying something to Solomon. He's saying some pretty big talk there, Brother Nehemiah. And it deserves a whole lot of precepting in there. But he's saying something, and I want to make sure it comes out. And then, Elder, I'm going to pause and for the big station says that spot that I'm in right now, I'm out to bag out of that spot because of and put some eyes in that spot because they very upset with me at this point in time. So we're going to have to switch, Elder. We got to switch position very shortly. We got to switch position. And you know what I'm talking about. So now, in Second Chronicles, Brother Nehemiah, see, he making a point here that we got to make sure we just not throwing a bunch of scriptures down. He's saying something to Solomon. And we want to make sure we are enlightened the national audience over 9,000 strong on the international side on what this man is saying. He's saying, Solomon said something, and then he responded back to Solomon. Now, I want to hear his verse again in verse number 10. Read verse 10 again, 1 verse 10.
2 Chronicles 1 and verse 10. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people